You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Blissful Living Show. This is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson. Happy, happy, happy day to you all out there listening. As you know, I like to start the show off by saying you might want to find a place to sit, grab something to write with, take some notes, pen, paper, pencil, paper, get your favorite beverage, tell your family to just let you chill out for about 30 minutes or so, because we have a really good show for you today, and I don't want you to miss any parts of it. So that's what I'm going to start off with, and then I'm going to go into starting the process of thanking our sponsors of the show. We have we have Blissful Living for You at blissfullivingforyou.com, and they are focused on helping you all to elevate your wellness, change your mindset so that you can step into living the life of your dreams, and of course, amplify and accelerate, build and sustain your wealth. Programs in all three of those areas. So if you have a need, you want to change something, you want to elevate something, you want to check something out, you want to, you know, tune into your body, your mind, and your wealth, so to speak, then you want to check out Blissful Living at blissfulliving4u.com. And that's Blissful Living, the number 4, and the letter U.com. And I'll give you some more information about them at the end of the show. The next sponsor I want to thank is All Day Cable Incorporated. All Day Cable Incorporated is a telecommunications installation company that focuses on installation of voice, data, fiber optic cabling, wireless systems, audio, video, whatever your telecom needs are so that you can make the right connections on the other end with your clients, customers, friends, family, whoever. All Day Cable is your source. They are located in the heart of Silicon Valley, been in business for 30 years, and are just an amazing company, and the majority of their customers have been with them for 25-plus years. So definitely something to speak for, and the character and the quality of work definitely shows with the retainment of very long relationships with their customers. So if you have a need in that arena, they service all the western region United States, right out of the heart of Silicon Valley, San Jose, California, then you want to check out All Day Cable Incorporated at alldaycableinc.com. So as you know, if you've been tuning in the last couple of shows, we've been talking about being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable women, and how we can turn our passion into purpose and that into profit if we desire, how we can step into really living the life of our dreams. And this is the perfect time to do it. This is the year of the woman. And so we're going to continue the conversation on being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable with today's guest. Now, today's guest is Carol Muleta, and she's a certified parent educator and creator of the Parenting 411, a portal where she engages parents, taking them from overwhelmed to overjoyed. Through her parenting programs and private consultations, she guides them in building strong family connections and fostering their children's success in academics and life. She was named the 2019 DC Mother of the Year by American Mothers, Inc. She hosts a Parenting 411 radio show where she explores various matters affecting family life, from discipline and communication to work-life harmony and co-parenting. Now, Carol was named Radio Personality of the Year at SpeakerCon 2019. She is a contributing author of Courageous Enough to Launch, Stories and Strategies of Everyday Women Who Face Their Fears to Launching Thriving Businesses. She is the author of an upcoming book, Mother's Work, Pearls of Wisdom and Gems from My Journey. And Carol is the mom of 2 young adult sons. So, Carol, welcome to the Blissful Living Show. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to have you as a guest on the show. And so since we are talking about the topic of being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable, we've got a lot of things going on this year with regards to women and connecting women and empowering women and inspiring women and allowing women to step into their greatness without feeling overwhelmed. And so what I want to ask you with regards to that topic, especially since we have our first female vice president and triple the effects of that, because she's African American and East Asian or East Indian racial makeup. So she's a beautiful lady, beautiful gal, and it's our first woman vice president. With all that's been going on in the world surrounding women and your work with parents, I want to focus on the mom for a minute. What do you find is the thing that kind of keeps the moms in overwhelm when it comes to just stepping into enjoying life with regards to raising their children?
Well, certainly right now we're in a very difficult and really uncharted territory with the pandemic. Mothers are really overwhelmed with their jobs if they previously worked outside of the home or had a business or something like that, and finding themselves having to have really direct supervision over most of the day of their children's education. So they're really overwhelmed about that. But if you step away from the pandemic, another thing that I see, and I have started to speak on it, is that you have mothers that wonder how they can pursue their passions. I mean, they love their children, and they certainly enjoy their role of caring for their children and pouring into them before their children head out into the world, but they're wondering what's left for them. How are they going to pursue their passions? Because their children won't be in the home forever, so what will they do after that? And so I've started to talk about that. In fact, the chapter that I contributed to Courageous Enough to Launch really talks about my journey. It's called Scaling Up from Marketing Manager to Mother of the Year. And so I describe my transition from a marketing manager, as I said, to a stay-at-home mom, and then becoming a parenting strategist and being named Mother of the Year at the same time.
Wow. You know, that's a good thing for women to hear with regards to basically, you can do it all, you know, so to speak, as long as you have all the ducks in the row and you make sure to, you know, you put yourself first and take really good care of yourself. Now, you know, I'm really, really, really into our women and our young women coming up, so to speak, you know, not even my children, but my grandchildren's age, so to speak. And if there was something out there that you would want to share with the moms or dads out there listening with regards to empowering their girls to step into, you know, claiming what they want to do versus doing what someone else wants them to do, what would you share with those out there listening?
Well, I would say, first of all, I think with all of our children, you've got to really tune in to what they're interested in and not, you know, use your stereotypes, you know, because sometimes we perpetuate stereotypes of what girls should be interested in, what boys should be interested in. But especially with girls, tap into what they're interested in. Also in your home, make sure that it is a safe place for them to articulate their views. You know, I am a firm believer that families should have regular meals together, and that really should be a forum where girls can test out their skills in advocating for themselves, taking a position on a matter and defending it, And those are things that help girls to develop very important skills that they take out there with them. Because, you know, we have a vice president, a black vice president, as you said again, our first South Asian, you know, vice president. But that doesn't mean that discrimination or belittling of women doesn't still happen. So you've got to really prepare them at home to go out and advocate for themselves, because we see women doing great things, there's no doubt about it, but they had to have a certain toughness, emotional toughness, mental toughness, and not to mention being equipped to do the job that they're doing. They have to have that to get to these places.
You're right. I mean, I think that's a great thing that parents can take away that are listening to us have this conversation, because girls do need to have those, I want to say, practice skills, particularly in this day and age as the evolution of life, in the life of women, we continue to evolve. And there's a lot of times where, you know, some girls aren't prepared when they step out of the household and say go into college or go into the working world to be able to articulate certain things with regards to their stance and making sure they get their points across, or just having, you know, a really good, clear conversation, particularly when it comes to doing something that they want to do or something that they're passionate about. And so I think it's great that you share that information, because I know a lot of parents out there are probably thinking, you know, I've got these teens or I've got these preteens and I want to empower my daughters to be better than I am. And I'm just not sure how to reach them and, you know, how to connect with them. And I like how you said having dinner together. Like when I was raising my kids, you know, we pretty much ate, except for when they're in school, you know, away from the house, but we pretty much ate every meal together. You know, breakfast we ate together, you know, lunch when they weren't not in school, and I cooked dinner. I was one of those kind of moms. I made the bacon, cooked the bacon, and served the bacon, so to speak. You know, but it was during those times that we were having our meals together that, you know, things would pop up. And I kind of watched my daughter evolve. She's the youngest of four. She has three older brothers. And I kind of watched her evolve as she, you know, we would have these conversations. And it was cool because she had a place where she felt comfortable voicing her opinions or, you know, whatever she was thinking without being belittled. So when she did step out into the world and was able to articulate that, people were amazed that she could, because she did it so gracefully. But I think it was because the conversation started at the table, like what you said. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, it's a lot different with these kids today, because my kids are pre-millennial. And so they didn't have a lot of, they spent a lot of time on the computers and the phones and things like the kids do today. But if you could share something with the parents out there listening, because I think one of the major problems is you mentioned connecting with the kids, but how do you connect with the kids when all they want to do is be on social media or have their phone in their face or, you know, something like that? What would you say to those parents out there looking to make that connection but feel they might be overstepping their bounds with their kids or the boundaries with their kids because they might be invading their social media time? I would love to hear what you have to say about that.
Well, I have to tell you something. I talk about parenting in the digital age as well, and, you know, it's the, you know, social media, the electronic devices, all of that. Those are components of a digital playground. And just as parents are in charge of the playground, the real life playground, how their children, when their children go and come and all of that, they also can be in charge of the digital playground. There's such a thing as boundaries. And so parents, you know, when they give the devices to their children, whether it's tablets and, you know, smartphones and all of that, there still have to be boundaries, just like with every other activity that your child is involved in the real world. Right. There should be some boundaries around that. So how much time they can spend on it every day, when they can use it, like when the school day is over, maybe homework has to be done before you can use the phone. Maybe there is no electronic media during the week or something like that. You know, you just have to come to an agreement and definitely sit down with your children and find out what their needs are, because something we do have to respect is that their devices and all of that really are their connection to a social, to a network. You know, they're not playing outside the way we did. And,
right.
you know, even pandemic aside, they still weren't doing that. And
right.
so you don't want them left out of the loop. You don't want to say, hey, you can't use any devices. But there has to be some discipline around it. And really doing this while they are in your home really does them a favor, because, frankly, don't you know that there are a lot of adults that really don't have good self-control with their devices
right.
either? They can't
right.
sit down at dinner without pulling out the phone, or they can't meet a friend without pulling out the phone. I've had people that I've done business with. You know, we're
yep.
sitting there supposed to be having a meeting, and it's like, hold on for a minute, you know, and their child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So you know, you're doing them a favor if you put it in the proper perspective. You know, I say that this technology, it's a tool, and sometimes in moderation, it's a toy. But don't ever let it be a tyrant. Don't let the technology run you. You leverage technology, not the other way around.
I love it. That was golden right there. Hopefully, listeners, you got that, you know, and if not, download the show so you can replay and listen to what she just said, because it's a nugget of gold that I think if you're a parent out there and you're raising children that are still in your household, there's some things, words of wisdom that Carol shared that you probably can incorporate right into your life very simplistically, but will have huge, profound benefits on all aspects of your life and your children's lives as well. Now, I want to jump in, Carol, because you also do some, you also have some wonderful things with regards to people, or I'm going to just say women, we're focused on women, with regards to women, helping them face their fears so that they can launch a thriving business. And the Unstoppable Woman Summit is all about helping women to understand the power in that and turning their passion into profit, passion into purpose and into profit. So I want you to talk to the women out there that are fearful to step in to something that they're passionate about, but they're fearful because they're fearful, and this fear is holding them back from really launching that passion into a business mm-hmm. or into profit. What would you say to those ladies out there listening that are on that, I guess, starter line, so to speak, but are scared to take the first jump off to run the race?
Okay, certainly. The point I want to emphasize is actually point number two that I talked about in Courageous Enough to Launch. And that is really, I mean, actually point number three, you know, compile your assets. Like, what are you very good at doing? And what do you know how to do well? And then take it to that next level. What problem do you solve? You know, what solution do you have? What will people experience as a result of engaging with you, your service, or your product? I mean, and really write these things down. I mean, I can't say that enough. Don't walk around with it in your head and in your heart. Write these things down. And then, especially if you can identify the problem that you solve, the solution that you're bringing, that definitely should give you a lot more confidence. But, you know, again, begin to, you know, look and see if others are doing what you're doing. Also look and see you know, connect with other people that are operating in their own space. They've launched their business or whatever, and they're confident about what they're doing. Find out why that is. I mean, see what is it that they know? What have they learned? How have they invested in themselves to become confident in that thing that they're offering? And the important thing is, especially when you ascertain that you really are solving a problem, recognize that there's only one you. Nobody knows as much about the topic and can define it and interpret it the way you can, you know,
right.
Your unique spin. And so definitely hold to that and get out there and launch. I mean, you know, one of my mentors always talks about the fact of, she uses the example of, you know, mobile phones, right? So there's
mm-hmm.
always this new version coming out. You know, you buy your phone,
mm-hmm.
you bought your phone last year, and then there's the next one, you know, coming
right.
out. And what that is showing is that, you know, the version you come out with or the first thing you come out with, it may not be perfect. You're always going to improve on it. So don't worry if it's not, you know, absolutely perfect. Get out there because part of with launching, you're going to learn. You know, your customers
right.
are going to tell you about it. You're going to learn things, and then you can always improve on it. But you got to get out there. You won't learn these things. You won't learn what you need to do with your product or your service if you don't get out there and let somebody see it.
Right. I like that. I mean, basically just taking that foot forward. I'm going to share a really quick story about what we're talking about with regards to just getting out there. So I had a gal that I was working with, and she was a beautiful seamstress. She just absolutely loved to sew, would sew for, you know, weddings and make quinceañera dresses and just coats and suits. But she was just doing it for fun. It was a hobby. She, you know, made all her clothes, all her kids' clothes, her husband's suits for work. It was absolutely phenomenal. You couldn't tell that his suits weren't like Gucci or, you know, $5,000 suit, right? But she just did it. But she also had a job. And her passion was really sewing. She really, really loved to sew. No matter what, if there was nothing else in the world that she could do, she really liked sewing. It was very relaxing to her. So she had a job, and she actually got laid off from her job. Her job was discontinued, so to speak. And she was, you know, very fearful about what she wanted to do. She really didn't want to just take any job that was offered to her. She really wanted to do something that she really liked doing, that she really loved doing. So I told her, well, what about sewing? You know, you sew, you know, I could never do that. I could never do that and charge people. What? Okay, we have to fix that. Her other thing was, I could never do that and make money. It's something I love to do, but I never thought about it as a business. So we had some simple little things we incorporated. I pulled some stuff out of her, so to speak, like pulling teeth, but, you know, pulling stuff out of her to get her to realize her greatness was really in her passion, which was
mm-hmm.
sewing. And long story short, this lady never did go get another job because she started sewing, and just by fate, so to speak, she made a dress for a gal who had connections to celebrity entertainers. I want to say people in the music world. And
mm-hmm.
one of these famous people saw this gal's, you know, this dress that she made for this one gal, and absolutely loved it. The lady ended up becoming this entertainer's not only designer, but made all her clothes for her performances. And then she got turned on to other people in the industry. And so basically, mm-hmm. because she was afraid, and she let that fear go, we got some strategies implemented for her. She went from making nothing because she had lost her job to making
mm-hmm.
10 times more than she made when she had her job. And she was working in Silicon Valley, so it wasn't like she wasn't making that good. You know, she was making some decent money. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, here it is. She's still in business. She's doing this phenomenal thing that she didn't even think she could charge people to do because it was just something she loved doing. And she was passionate about it and perfectionist about it. but now she's making a ton of money. She's got all these connections, and she never would have envisioned that had she not taken that little step forward and said, I'm going to do it. If anything else, if I fail, which is never a failure, I could always go back and get a job, right? But if I don't try it, and if I was really pushing her, really, like, you know, had my foot on her behind, pushing her through the door, so to speak. But she was like, if I don't do it, then I'll always wonder what could have been. And so now she doesn't have to wonder. She's doing it. And so I like how you said, just if you're on that line, just take that step forward. If you never take that step forward, you will never know what could manifest in your life when it comes to, you know, launching your business and doing something you're passionate about versus something you have to do because it's your job, right? So I just like what you shared with regards to that. Now, with regards to, again, connecting with women, and I'll make this our last point of conversation for today, but with regards to just empowering our women out there, our young women, you know, I'm going to say our girls, our preteens, our teens, our you know, young 20-something, 30-something, 40-something, 50-something, all the way up to wherever, with empowering women with the message of being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable based on your expertise, what would you like to share with those listening?
Well, first of all, you know, I talked a moment ago about taking stock of your assets, compiling your assets, really looking at what you have to offer. I would also say, look at what you've overcome. We all have stories that we take for granted, and we've all cleared hurdles that, you know, once we're past them, we kind of think it's nothing. But really go back over your life, and, you know, it may even be that there's someone in your family that overcame great odds, but, you know, preferably look in your own, at your own life, and look at that, and think about what were those qualities, what were those things, what helped you push through, and what can you use today to help you to get out there to launch your business, or if you already have your business, to be more confident in your business. Because, you know, I talk about this a lot with parents, because children are this way too. They always, especially young children, they always think about the thing they don't know how to do, but they forget right. that, you know, 6 months ago they didn't know how to tie their shoes. All they're right. thinking about now is that next thing they don't know how to do. And, you know, truth be told, we adults, we do that often as well. Look at your story, because I'm sure there are going to be some moments that you can really be proud of when you really rose up and met the moment and draw from that and meet the moment you're facing right now.
I love it. I love it. You know, I like the analogy, you know, like, you know, 6 months ago, the kids didn't know how to tie their shoe, and today they're tying their shoe and, you know, doing other things. But you're right. Kids are always thinking about, especially little kids, are always thinking about what they, you know, I don't know how to do that, or I don't know how, but they forget about all the things they've learned that they do know how to do. And I think that's a message that we need to take to heart as us women and men out there, you know, stepping out in the grace, in the greatness of our path to bliss, as I like to say, instead of thinking about what you can't do or what you're afraid to do, how about focus on what all that you've done, all that you've accomplished, and all that you've conquered, so to speak, when it came to your fears. And on the other side, I think they'll see is that they have more power and more greatness than you'll ever realize when you look at it at that context. And so thank you for sharing that words of wisdom, because I think sometimes we all get guilty, you know, of looking at what we don't know how to do. But in this big wide world and the connections we have now, there's somebody out in the world that can help you figure out what you don't know how to do that is very simple for them. And you could help them figure out something they don't know how to do that might be very simple for you. So that's where the connection and the empowerment and the networking comes into play when it comes to launching your business. Got to use the resources that we all have available to us, and don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help. And so, Carol, how can people connect with you or reach out to you if they want to learn more about, you know, your book that you got coming out and, you know, more about what you have to offer? How can they connect with you?
Well, I really would love for them to connect and be part of my VIP email list at parentingwithvision.com/2021. So that's one word, parentingwithvision.com/2021.
Love it. And you guys, if you're listening to this, Carol is going to be one of the speakers for the Unstoppable Women's Summit, the virtual event happening on Saturday, February 27th. So if you want to hear her really lay down some facts about what she is here to share with us with regards to Words of Wisdom, I highly suggest that you get your free ticket and attend the event so that you can hear Carol bestow Words of Wisdom upon all of us when it comes to her expertise. So thank you, Carol, so much for being a guest on Blissful Living. It's been a pleasure to chat with you, and I just love the topic, particularly because we talked about children, and children are, as I say, children are our future. I think George Benson, The Greatest Love, when he says children are our future, and then Whitney Houston follows it up with ever so beautifully the way she could do things. When I say that, I think of Whitney Houston doing the video where she was the little girl in the beginning of the video dressed up getting ready to go out and sing on stage. And then by the end of the video, she's this grown, beautiful Whitney Houston singing on stage, and she's singing The Greatest Love of All. And so with that, I just want to leave that vision with all of you guys out there listening when it comes to stepping into your greatness and being fierce, fearless, unstoppable. There's nobody that can stop you from accomplishing what you want to accomplish but you. And so I want to thank our sponsors, Blissful Living For You at blissfullivingforyou.com. That's Blissful Living, the number 4, the letter U.com. You can go to that particular site, and you can also register to attend the virtual summit, the Unstoppable Women's Summit, virtual summit number 3. From that site. So check out Blissful Living, the number 4, the letter U.com, and get your ticket and share that information with all the women you know so we can empower and connect and strengthen and just motivate each other to step into our greatness. I also want to thank our sponsor, All Day Cable Incorporated at All Day Cable Inc. They are, again, that fabulous telecommunications company that's been around for 30 years and have survived every kind of economy we have, and their customers have been with them for 25, 30 years as well. So if you have that need and you need to make the connections with your customers telephonically or telecommunicationally, and you need to make that connection right the first time, you want to check out All Day Cable at All Day Cable Incorporated. And, of course, I want to thank all of you listeners. Please share this show with everyone you love and care about. It's just my passion and my pleasure to bring phenomenal guests like Carol to you to help all of us to step into our greatness of being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable and traveling down our path to bliss and living the life of our dreams. So thank you to all of you. And I guess I'm going to say this is the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, wishing you all peace to your mind, wellness to your body, and tranquility to your spirit. Until next time, everyone, stay healthy, safe, and well, and goodbye for now.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living For You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfulliving4you.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.